I've got a Mizzou student here with me, Kennedy Dankenbrink. Kennedy, you had a very successful career there at Santa Fe, and it looks like you're continuing. You've got an award that you've won here at this convention.
Yep, I got second in the fruit production proficiency this year.
What all does that entail? You grow fruit. What kind of fruit do you have?
I work for Dankenbrink Orchards, which is family-owned and operated, and we grow and sell peaches.
Peaches are something everybody looks forward to. Do you have people call you and ask you when peaches are going to be ready? I know that's something everybody really likes.
All the time. We used to give him my dad's number, but now he's like, okay, you need to call Kennedy instead.
Oh, that's real nice of him, right? As far as Mizzou, what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in ag education teacher certification, so I want to be an ag teacher.
I was going to ask you if you're running in agriculture, but even better, you're going to be an ag educator. So what has FFA meant to you, Kennedy?
Honestly, I didn't want to join when I first became a freshman. I was like, I'm too cool for this. But then one of the officers at the time basically took my money and forced me to join. And obviously, we see where that ended up. I ended up finding a home here. Mrs. Shryman has forever changed my life, pushed me beyond measures of what I ever thought. I was like, public speaking, no way. I literally love it now. The fruit production SAE, my ag education SAE that I won last year, too.
Ms. Shryman, I understand she's good at that little kick in the butt that kind of gets you going in the right direction there. But and by the time you get through with FFA in your senior year, I'm sure you know pretty much understand where you're meant to be and what you really enjoy about agriculture.
Yeah, definitely. She pushed you beyond your limits of what you think is possible. She may be stubborn at times, but it's going to work out in the end, and it's worth it.
Okay. You've gotten your state degree already, right?
Yeah, I got my state degree last year. Didn't get a walk across the stage, but it's okay. I've got the chain now and everything, and I'm waiting to see you on my national degree.
The American degree. Hopefully you'll be in Indianapolis, and I tell you what, if you get that, I'm going to see if KMMO won't send me up there and let me interview you. So I got to interview Kennedy with her American degree, right?
Indianapolis is a heck of a time. It's awesome up there.
It is. You look down through downtown Indianapolis, and you see nothing but blue jackets, like 70,000 of them. They just kind of take over the downtown, don't they?
Yeah, it's crazy. And the hotel you're staying in, like, everybody is there for the same reason. And you can tell by the swim trunks going to the pool with the boots along with it.
Right, there you go.
It's crazy, like, walking into Lucas Oil on your, like, third day, and you're so tired. But seeing everybody walk across stage is literally the coolest experience.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck at Mizzou and with the rest of your career. Congratulations. I know you're going to make a great ag teacher someday, and someday I'm going to hold you to it to give me some of your ag students to talk to when we go to conventions.
I plan to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Kennedy Dankenbrink, and with today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.